foot.
You can stay there.
Okay, we're out of executive session. Dr. Flower remains with us, thank you, online. We have a completed interviews as scheduled. Is there a motion on any of the candidates?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we offer employment to Heidi Askinen for the position of executive director at salary range as discussed in executive session.
Thank you. I have a motion. Is there a second?
Seconded.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. Do we need a roll call vote?
Yes, please.
And if I could impose upon you.
Dr. Bohansky?
Yes.
Dr. Flowers?
Yes.
Dr. Davis Wilson?
Yes.
Dr. Brundage?
Yes.
Ms. Shree?
Yes.
Dr. Meyer?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. And I want to especially thank the committee that put this together. It's amazing the number of things you went through when you brought us candidates. I think two of them would have worked great, maybe even all three. But I'm impressed with the job you did. Thank you. Your expertise was well appreciated.
Dr. Bohansky?
Yes.
I would also like to thank our current staff and our interim director for doing a magnificent job.
Absolutely.
In the sight of, you know, chaos, and I really appreciate your efforts.
Yes. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
So this will go to ADOA, and assuming all the reference checks clear, the background check clears, then that will be your, and she accepts, will be your new executive director.
Thank you.
So I will contact HR right away to get that process going.
Thank you. Is there anything else we need to do on it?
On this?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Then I would like to move to agenda item 5. This is a matter which has been scheduled for us of concern. And Ms. Michelson, can you fill the board in on where we currently are with this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and board members. I will provide a summary. I will try to be as brief as possible, but there's a lot of information to go over. On October 3rd, the board office had received an anonymous complaint against Dr. Wagner, which alleged that she had been involuntarily hospitalized on October 2nd pursuant to a court order evaluation. The complaint had also alleged that Dr. Wagner had recent arrests, but there was no additional information provided in that complaint. I had subsequently searched the public court website and determined that Dr. Wagner had two criminal cases pending. They were both for criminal trespassing in the third degree, which is a misdemeanor. I did obtain the police reports related to both of these cases, which were included in my memo to the board. I did access the court website yesterday, and for both of the cases, the information reflects that she failed to appear for her initial appearances, and a warrant has been issued. With regard to the allegation that she had been involuntarily hospitalized,
the information is contained in your records,
yes,
with respect to her recent history.
Correct. With regards to the allegation of Dr. Wagner being involuntarily hospitalized, I did contact.
Let's
not talk about her history.
We've already read it all.
Okay. So you have the information. There was a hearing on the 14th or the 15th. She, and that's why she was released. Staff has been unable to contact her despite various attempts.
She was at today's meeting as well.
And then you have my memorandum. If you want executive session, we can go in to executive session.
I would.
Is that a motion?
Is that for legal advice and perhaps to review records?
To review records and legal advice.
Okay. Second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
We're back in executive session, and you are on the executive session line, so all we have to do is switch tape recorders. Dr. Wagner, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion. So, based on the information and the evidence presented to the board today and as set forth in interim finding of fact and interim conclusion of law, I move that the board adopt an interim finding of fact and conclusion of law. Is there, I guess, a second to that?
I second.
Have a motion and a second. Are there any further discussion? Roll call vote, please. You don't need it?
No.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Further, I'd like to move that the board find that interim finding of fact and interim conclusion of law require an emergency action in order to protect the public's health, safety, and welfare.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
And given the board's findings and the interim finding of fact and interim conclusion of laws of law requires an emergency action in order to protect the public's health, safety, and welfare, I move that the board similarly suspend the license of Dr. Barry Wagner's license number 3269, effective upon service of order.
Seconded.
And this, we do need a roll call.
All in favor? Oops, can't we need a roll call?
Dr. Bohansky?
Yes.
Dr. Flowers?
Yes.
Dr. Davis Wilson?
Yes.
Dr. Brundage?
Yes.
Dr. Meyer?
Yes.
Ms. Shreve?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
And finally, I move that the interim executive director refer this matter to a formal hearing to be held by the board, by the office administrative hearing to be commenced as fast as possible for the date of the issue of the order.
And would that be for the purpose of requesting that Dr. Wagner be ordered to undergo a fitness for duty evaluation?
Yes, and to, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
To ensure she has fitness for duty.
Seconded.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Dr. Bohansky?
Yes.
Dr. Flowers?
Yes.
Dr. Davis Wilson?
Yes.
Dr. Brundage?
Yes.
Dr. Meyer?
Yes.
Ms. Shreve?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
And then I'd like to make another motion directing Ms. Galvin at the formal hearing to seek.
I think you included that in your last motion.
Okay.
Yeah, to undergo a fitness for duty evaluation.
That's right. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I during the pendency of this suspension.
Thank you.
So I think that, I think we're good on that.
Okay, thank you.
Good. Is there any other things that we need to, we had some application issues.
I'm sorry. Sorry. What?
Was there some application issues?
There's no other items.
There's no other items. That's it.
German.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to thank everybody. Dr. Flowers, thank you very much for hanging in there with us. Staff for preparing. Committees for willing to search. And Dr. Brundage for driving all the way up here. Thank you. And everyone else for taking our precious time. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Go home.
Do you need, what do you need from us?